First President Biden is defending his administration's handling of the crisis in Afghanistan. In an interview with ABC News yesterday, Biden says the Taliban's takeover of Kabul and other areas were bound to happen with U.S. troops leaving the country.
I don't think it could have been handled in a way that there, we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
His comments come days after images surfaced of Afghans surrounding U.S. military aircraft, some even clinging to a plane as it was taking off, trying to flee the country. Our next guest served in Afghanistan and says, despite the chaos, withdrawing American troops is still the right thing to do. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How are you feeling about what's going on in Afghanistan? If you or someone you know served in the war there, what's going through your mind as you see American troops leaving, the Taliban taking back the country? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Sam Rogers is Coalition's Director of Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, and an Army veteran of the war in Afghanistan. His piece reaffirming his support for leaving Afghanistan was published this morning in USA Today. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. I wish you could be under better circumstances.
Yeah, we've talked to you about the U.S. presence in Afghanistan before. You were hoping to see U.S. troops come home. As we see it happening now and what's going on in Afghanistan, what's your general reaction from your experiences there and since?
Seeing Taliban slide through all of these cities and villages and airports and places we've cleared and secured at great personal cost over the years it feels crushing, you know, and I've heard a lot of that from our veteran community, particularly our Afghan war vets. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's still the right decision. We have to get our military out of that country and out of that conflict. But it's hard, you know, it's not the right time to endlessly analyze the execution, the tactical and strategic decisions that are being made. We have all the time in the world for that after we get our Americans and our allies and our people out of there.
And you, there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now about a blame for how we got here. And as you were just starting to say, you don't see this as the time for that. What do you want to see the focus on right now?
You know, I want to see the focus on supporting, bringing folks home. I want to see veteran communities and leaders checking in on our Afghanistan war veterans. A lot of these folks, you know, and it's not an individual blame situation, right? There's four presidential administrations, hundreds of commanding generals, bureaucrats and different agencies have all played a big part in why this conflict has gone on for 20 years. And the problem is right now, with no one taking responsibility for at the top for being a part of this, a lot of Afghan war veterans are looking internally and they're feeling a lot of extra guilt. And I think that's the wrong answer. We need more leaders stepping up on the front end of this.
Can you talk for a moment directly to any of your fellow Afghan war veterans who might be listening and going through those feelings right now? What would you say to them?
Every single man and woman who put on that uniform and went to that country added value. Your time there meant something. We killed bad guys. We protected each other. Your service, your valor, your heroism, your patriotism, none of that is in question. That's a separate thing from this strategic, political, foreign policy failure that perpetuated this campaign. You guys are all amazing. I love you. Reach out to me at CVA Wisconsin on my Twitter if you need to talk about this, and I'm here for you guys.
Remind us, Sam, of why you had already been making the case that the U.S. should get out of Afghanistan. You supported the Trump administration's call to do that. You were with the Biden administration as they continued the call to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Why do you see it as time, past time even to do that?
Well, you know, the Afghanistan campaign has not made us safer. It's continued to create ripple effects throughout our society its costs and the mental health incomes outcomes, you know, a million life-changing disabilities. And this is, it's important to remember, this is the first step on a path to reform to keep this from happening again in the future. This is not the finish line. And I want people to keep that in mind, that that when this is over, we will have to continue to move forward to demand changes and accountability from our elected officials to make sure that we end up in this exact same predicament again, or that our children don't.
Talking to Sam Rogers, Coalition's Director of Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, an Army veteran of the war in Afghanistan. He wrote a piece that appears today in USA Today, looking at the American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. You can join in with your thoughts, your reactions, your questions. If you served in Afghanistan, love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Sam, we're seeing definitely some people saying, well, hang on, look at what's happened so quickly in Afghanistan. If we had kept this comparatively limited U.S. troop presence compared to, you know, where we were years back, we could have sustain this indefinitely. In a way, we could have prevented this mass chaos from happening with this small presence. Why not do that?
Right. Well, I mean, you got to remember that the Doha Agreement was signed 18 months ago, and this period of peace that people are describing, this low cost, no service members killed, was part of an agreement between our government, the Taliban, and the Afghan government. And that's the only reason that there hasn't been further bloodshed, is because this was part of this transition.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jerry is with us in Waukesha. Jerry, hi.
Hi there.
What did you want to bring up, Jerry?
Well, I want to make several comments. It's a god-awful shame. It's an embarrassment for the United States of America. And it's a completely unconscionable decision of how President Biden allowed this to happen and orchestrated it in the way that he did. You don't remove troops and then leave the people behind and the billions of dollars in military equipment. You bring out the people first, you bring out the equipment second, and the troops are the last to leave on a few C-60s or C-70 transports.
Jerry, thanks a lot for the call. Sam, is there some justification in saying this, the order, the logistics of this withdrawal was mishandled?
I think any logistician or any service member of any generation their brain is probably screaming watching this unfold the way it has been. With so many thousands of Americans, American civilians and employees still trapped in Afghanistan, I just want to focus on making sure those people get home safe, and we can dig into this stuff afterwards and hold folks accountable.
Thanks for the call, Jerry, at 800-642-1234. We're talking about the latest in Afghanistan, including the capital city of Kabul, with Sam Rogers. He's Coalition's Director of Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, veteran of the Afghanistan war. He says, in spite of the difficulties of the last week, he says it was the right decision to pull troops out, and he wants to avoid getting caught up in long-term deployments like this in the future. We'll talk about that coming up, and you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on what is happening in Afghanistan. If you served there at some point in the last 20 years now, what do you think of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan at this point? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're talking about Afghanistan and the Taliban's takeover of parts of the country, as well as Kabul, the capital. Sam Rogers stays with us, Coalition's Director of Concerned Veterans of America, Wisconsin, an Army veteran of the war in Afghanistan. He wrote about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in today's USA Today. He supports the decision ultimately to remove all U.S. troops from that country. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let us know how you feel about the troop withdrawal, how it's gone in the last week, whether you think that it's time or past time for American troops to come home, or you wanted them to stay longer? And do you have thoughts on maybe avoiding long-term deployments like this in the future? You can join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Sam, a few minutes ago, you mentioned this is not the end of the story here. You're concerned about how we prevent long-term sort of mission creep stories like this, dragging the U.S. into long deployments in combat situations like this. What kind of things, what kind of lessons are you hoping we learn?
Absolutely. You know, there's a large bipartisan effort right now to remedy a lot of this broken process in the authorizations for use of military force. And that's essentially a limited declaration of force by the Congress. It's below an act, you know, opening and authorizing a war. But they're supposed to be extremely specific and limited in scope to define what it is we're doing. Now, after the September 11th terrorist attacks in New York that killed, you know, almost 3,000 American civilians and first responders, the Congress authorized the United States military to go to Afghanistan to punish the Taliban government for harboring al-Qaeda, to kill al-Qaeda terrorists and operatives and supporters. And these goals, these objectives were accomplished by men and women on the ground in very short time, you know, months even. And even if you stretch that that idea to the killing of Osama bin Laden in 2010, that was still half, you know, at the halfway point of this conflict so far. And long term, subsequent administrations have reimagined this tiny one-third of a page 2001 authorization for use of military force to include over 19 different countries, many of which we still have military forces in.
Why do you think we got drawn in so long term in Afghanistan with the Republican and Democratic administrations at the helm?
Honestly, the Congress has essentially abdicated their war powers to the executive branch, which means that they can't really effectively be held accountable for what it is the military's doing. So, you know, the AUMF to invade Iraq, you know, the vast majority of elected officials who voted to invade Iraq were left the Congress and the Senate were voted out over the subsequent over subsequent elections. You know, less than 15% of the original signees of the 2001 AUMF are still in the Congress. And that means that they don't face scrutiny or potential accountability for this extended campaign. It's a car with no one behind the wheel.
Talking to Sam Rogers, Coalition's Director of Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, an Army veteran of the war in Afghanistan, looking at the U.S. withdrawal, troop withdrawal from that country, the Taliban takeover, and whether we've learned any lessons in the last 20 years about when and how we use American troops in foreign countries. You can join in with your thoughts on that topic at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Sam, Afghanistan is all over the news in this last couple of weeks now. In a lot of ways, it's been under the radar somehow in the last bunch of years. Do you think there's been a disconnect between the American public and the reality that we've still been in Afghanistan all this time?
Absolutely. I think the New York Times did a study and found that 79% of service members now come from military families, which means the burden of these campaigns is shrinking and shrinking. You know, Rob, I went there three times. And to be frank, I feel like I didn't do enough sometimes, because I know soldiers who have gone 10 times, who have adult sons who have gone two and three times. And this is, if you don't know someone, if you don't live next door to someone, if you're not in a military town, you might not see any exposure to this outside of disasters like, you know, the ones that we're seeing unfold now that really capture the media.
How do we bridge that gap? How do we keep that awareness of the reality of U.S. troop deployments when, as you say, so many people don't have that direct connection?
Right. I think it's you know, it's folks like yourself and public radio who try to do a good job to bring in outside perspectives and unique experiences to share these with our communities. You know, there's a great podcast in Wisconsin called the Frag Out Podcast. It's run by a veteran up in Appleton, and all they do is share military stories and service stories from around our great state, and really try to connect our communities to the military experience and the military family experience.
Sam, there's some surveys suggesting that a slightly growing number of Americans is willing to send troops back to Afghanistan. There's worry now that, okay, if it's a Taliban rule again, they'll once again provide a safe space potentially for international terrorists, and we'll be back where we started and looking at maybe new interventions. Does that worry you?
You know, I think we saw that 20 years worth of nation building and military training and providing the best equipment money could buy to these militaries didn't even survive a week outside of our direct control and support. And at the end of the day, while the 9/11 terrorist attacks were planned and plotted in Afghanistan, 9/11 itself, right, was a domestic security failure. And we've done a lot domestically. We spent over $1 trillion on the Department of Homeland Security, the Director of National Intelligence, to get our intelligence agencies, domestic security agencies, to work together to collaborate, and as well as, you know, we've got the Patriot Act, where we gave away a decent chunk of our Fourth Amendment rights to secure our homeland domestically to prevent another 9/11 type attack. Afghanistan was intended to be a punitive campaign. It was a punishment for the Taliban government harboring Al-Qaeda and supporting them in the goal of murdering our innocent people.
What would you say to policymakers now as they think about how they authorize the use of military force, as members of Congress maybe try to rein in the executive branch? What would you tell them?
My recommendation, and the one that we've made publicly, and we've been working with bipartisan legislators all around the country on, is we want to see an expiration date in these future AUMFs. We want to see potentially a reauthorization every 2 years, so that the entire Congress, each Congress, invests personally in our foreign policy, our country's vision abroad, for and how we want to use our military around the world. And we think that will see less expeditions that are either unserious or that might not directly contribute to our national defense.
Let's go back to our callers now. Margie is with us in Milwaukee. Margie, hi.
Hi. I totally agree with the pullout. I think it's unconscionable that we've been there this long. My two concerns are the fact that the interpreters were not dealt with fairly. I watched the Rachel Maddow program last night, and one of the guys was showing what he had to do to get his interpreter out, and he's been with for 6 years. That's ridiculous. And the other thing is, how do you pull out and then let the Army be on its own? Why wasn't the Army, the Afghan Army, given sections of the country to prove their worth, and then we'd slowly pull out because they kept taking more and more of the country under their own control? I think it's been a sham overall for all administrations.
Margie, thanks for the call. Sam, Margie referring to Afghan interpreters who had worked with the U.S. military, and that's one of the big questions now. How do we get them to safety? What are your thoughts on that?
Right. That's another huge priority in the veteran community. There's a lot of really excellent organizations working on that, like No One Left Behind. I know Wisconsin is slated to receive some folks from Afghanistan. I can tell you personally, Margie, my life was saved by a translator on my first deployment, and it's something that the veteran community is very passionate about. And I'll also say that what you described, Margie, a transitional handover of authority, has essentially been going on for the last 10 years, and you know, this was the you know, it's crawl, walk, run. And this was the run phase. And it was ineffective. And part of that, you know, part of that is there's some ownership in the Afghan leadership who, you know, the president departed the country and told his military folks to lay down arms. And, you know, these are things that these are all problems that have been consistently identified by the men and women in uniform out in Afghanistan, trying to train local troops, local militia, local government, and just seeing hopeless corruption and a lack of investment in that government by the people of Afghanistan because it was so hopelessly corrupt.
Margie, thanks for that call. In our last minute, Sam, now that the war is about to end, at least the U.S. involvement there, what do Afghanistan veterans need most right now?
I think they need compassion, you know, and empathy, and reach out to them, see how they're doing, help them talk through their issues and have conversations, connect them with other veterans. I can't tell you how many Vietnam veterans I've had reach out to me, and, you know, guys who have just said, I know what this feels like, and I'm here for you. And these are the same folks who are the ones who fought for all the resources that us Global War on Terror veterans have. And I can't tell you from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate our Vietnam brothers and sisters who have been there for us.
Sam, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate you.
And you too. That's Sam Rogers, Coalition's Director of Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, and Army Veteran of the War in Afghanistan. We talked to him today about the U.S. withdrawal from the country, the Taliban's takeover of Kabul, and priorities for Afghanistan war vets.